This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. John Coltrane's A Love Supreme is among the most highly regarded albums in music history. A Love Supreme tops many music lists for the greatest albums of all time, and it has influenced the sounds for musicians from Carlos Santana to Bono. To celebrate the album's 50th birthday, the New York-based group The Campbell Brothers were commissioned to reinterpret the work. They're known for their sacred steel music, a style developed in Pentecostal churches in the 1930s, but tonight they're going to perform a version of A Love Supreme at the Bull Durham Blues Festival. Today on the show, Chuck Campbell on pedal steel, Derek Campbell doing lap steel and vocals, Phil Campbell playing the electric guitar. Campbell Brothers, welcome to The State of Things. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
We're going to talk more about your performance of A Love Supreme, but sacred steel, tell us about that tradition.
This is a tradition that started back in the 1930s where a gentleman named Willie Easton started it in Philadelphia trying to learn Hawaiian-style music. And he ended up mimicking the voices of the African-American Pentecostal Holiness Church from the House of God.
How did the lap steel then get from there into those churches?
They heard it from a DJ, and they called the DJ. His older brother called the DJ and asked him to give him lessons. He learned how to play the Hawaiian style. He brought it to church, and he would play the Hawaiian style, but it didn't catch on until Willie, behind his back, the younger brother, learned how to play like the voices and the sounds he heard in the African-American church. And that's when it took off from there.
And of course, that is the beauty of the steel guitar. It has that ability to mimic both the kind of the pitch, but also the tone and the vibrato of the human voice, the emotion.
Exactly, Frank.
Yeah. Well, can I get a sample now of some of the music that you play in the sacred steel tradition?
Well, in the steel tradition, you know, this is a pedal steel guitar, and my brother Derek plays a lap. And if we were to, like Amazing Grace,
And then when you add some actual human voices in a very full church, you get a sound that's really rocking. I want to get a sample of a recorded version, one of the recordings that you have made, Hell No, Heaven Yes, from your album Beyond Four Walls, to give us a sense of what the produced sound is.
Hell no, heaven yes. Hell no. yes. Hell no. Heaven, yes. Hell no. Heaven, yes. Hell no. Heaven, yes. Hell no. Heaven, yes.
Hell no, heaven yes, the Campbell Brothers from their album, Beyond Four Walls. We have three of the Campbell Brothers here in the studio with us live today. They're going to be at the Hayti Heritage Center tonight at 6 to perform. In fact, John Coltrane's Love Supreme, there's quite a distance between Love Supreme and the song we just heard.
There is, in some respects, meaning if we think of it in terms of genres of music, gospel music, versus jazz versus blues. However, again, the Campbell Brothers found a deep connection in John Coltrane's A Love Supreme in our own process of conversion in the church. And so when we saw the steps that he went through and the process that he went through, which this composition kind of outlines in the four sections of the work, we see those same kind of steps in our own conversion. And so we feel the spirituality in the work that he did, and we connected with that in a very deep way.
We should talk a little bit more about that, because that was a breakthrough album for John Coltrane and a real change of direction for him. In fact, one that raised some criticism in jazz circles because of its spiritual nature, and he was very outspoken about the spiritual conversion that he felt led to this album. Tell us more about that and how your knowledge of that. I mean, is it in the music itself? Because he has talked about it, or had talked about it.
Well, I think what's been so rewarding and enlightening for us in undertaking this project, and it's one of the reasons that we really appreciate Duke Performances and co-commissioning this work, is that we learned about the spiritual aspect of it. We'd always looked at jazz as secular music that was not to be played and not to be touched upon since we play gospel music. But in our exploration and working on interpreting this piece, we learned the spirituality that was contained in it, and you can feel it. As you understand the knowledge, come into the knowledge of what it was that John was going through in this piece, like I said, we started to connect with it in very deep way, and it really, that's actually what helped bring us through and helped us to create the interpretation that we did.
Can we have a little sample, some sense of your interpretation of this and a little bit of what we might hear tonight?
Yes. So I think what we want to share with you is a piece of Pursuance, which is the third movement in the piece. And something that that we again got a lot of, we took a lot of satisfaction, because in that section we see the connection again with us as that this feels like praise music to us, and so that's the way that we connected with this section, and pretty joyful.
Great, let's hear it.
Thank you.
The Campbell Brothers with a little section of their interpretation of Pursuance. John Coltrane's, one of the sections from John Coltrane's A Love Supreme. They're going to be playing tonight, Hay-Tai Heritage Center, 6 o'clock, part of the Bull Durham Blues Festival, and happy to have them on the show today. You know, we talked about sort of the sonic difference. I mean, the difference between Hell No, Heaven Yes, and then we hear Love Supreme. But the blues, which is the core, it seems to me, of Sacred Steel, or a very important part of it, an element. Am I right about that?
Yeah, again, we would vigorously debate that blues is the core of Sacred Steel.
And that's only secular, right?
Exactly, only because of the secular sensitivity therein.
But the sound is there. Well, let me ask you about that.
No, it's fair. By the way, and I will come. So I'll come back. I'll circle back around and just simply say that I think one of the reasons that Sacred Steel has had the acceptance that it has is because it feels like a long-lost cousin of the blues. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the reasons that the roots and blues community has embraced the Campbell Brothers is because they heard this music and it was something fresh in the blues genre to them. Mm-hmm. And especially we found the same in Europe where they really identify our music more in blues as opposed to gospel. Mm-hmm. So, no, completely understand the connection that you draw.
Well, and that was a struggle. I mean, you think about artists like Sam Cooke and Aretha Franklin, for that matter, who have their roots in gospel and then had to make this terrible choice that they were faced with. But for their audience, I mean, then that's the key. And so I wonder how you distinguish. Is it just in the lyrics? Is it whether you're talking about Saturday night and ain't got nobody or wanting to be with God Sunday morning? I mean, is that the only difference?
Well, the Campbell Brothers describe it as because there's always this great debate about which came first, the gospel or the blues. And the Campbell Brothers submit that they both came along at the same time because many of the musicians who played in the juke joint on Saturday night played in the church services on Sunday morning. So the music was developed by some of the same people. And in fact, when we had a chance to meet B.B. King, one of the things he shared with us that he was a gospel musician and he actually was playing for a church, but the church wouldn't pay him any money. And he had to play in the juke joint at night in order to make any money. Now, the church condemned him for doing that, but he said, hey, what can I do to feed my family? And that was the choice he had to make. But as we well know, B.B. King still recorded gospel albums. Yeah. So still holds very much a connection to all that music.
The other aspect of that is the Coltrane story is his grandfather was a minister, his mother and father parents were ministers
right here in just outside of High Point where he was born and raised.
Yeah, so he just went back to some of his roots. And so I heard one minister, I was in church and he was preaching about something else and he just came out and said, God does not put music in categories.
There you go. Well, thank you for crossing genres and being on our program. I'm going to ask you to play us out with a little bit if you could give us another sample of what we might hear tonight. But first, I want to remind everybody that the Campbell Brothers are playing the Bull Durham Blues Festival. You can catch them tonight, Hay-Tai Heritage Center, 6 o'clock. They're going to be performing their rendition of John Coltrane's A Love Supreme. Chuck Campbell on pedal steel, Derek Campbell on lap, and Phil Campbell on the electric guitar. Thank you for being on the program.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for listening to The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow. Once again, the Campbell Brothers.